Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We enjoy having great stories about, well, success stories is one way of looking at it. The partnerships and the joy of a congregation, a church, and a school, and the work that they do in a community. And today we have the joy of sharing one of those stories. We're going to talk about Unity Lutheran Church and school in East St. Louis, Illinois. Hope you can stick around for the whole conversation. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Dr. Willie Stallworth. Good morning, Pastor Stallworth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And Pastor Stallworth, you serve as pastor at Unity Lutheran Church in East St. Louis.
That is correct.
Wonderful. How long have you been pastor there?
I have been pastor at Unity now, going in my seventh year.
Very good, very good. Also joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Aaron Dickerson. He serves as principal at Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis. Good morning, Reverend Dickerson.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us. How long have you been with Unity School?
This is going on my fifth year.
Fifth year. So you brothers have been working together for about 5 years now. And let's talk about what drew you, each of you, into the ministry and the vocations that you're in now. Dr. Stallworth, let's start with you. When did you start thinking about serving in the Office of Holy Ministry as a pastor?
Well, it probably had to be somewhere around fourth or fifth grade. Just as a thought, under my pastor, my home congregation, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Vandenberg, Alabama, Reverend James Wiggins Sr., seeing how he would go about his work and being as a part of his ministry there with our youth and day school, elementary school. I think it was the budding of it was probably at that time.
So in your youth, you started thinking possibly about serving as a pastor, training and preparing to become a pastor and serving in that. And then tell us a little bit about your history as a pastor. You obviously went through seminary and training.
Well, I went through seminary. I went through St. Louis Seminary. However, prior to that, I also attended undergraduate at Concordia College, Seward, Nebraska. I graduated with a Lutheran teacher's diploma. Then I was called to my first teaching position at St. Matthew's in St. Louis. For short term of teaching, I became the principal there, and I served in that capacity for about 15 years. It's interesting, though, because my goal was to do about 2 years and go to the seminary at that time. Mm-hmm. But that was not God's plan. So it was deferred for about almost 15, 20 years. and then I've served here at Senate for about 10 years. And from there, I went into the pastoral ministry.
Very good. So you served as a teacher, as a principal. You served in education for a while.
Yes.
Did you say you served in Synod as well?
Yes. I was here with Black Ministry for about 10 years.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you probably know our director of Black Ministry now as well then.
Oh, absolutely. Brother Roosevelt Gray. Yes.
Yes, Reverend Gray. One of my favorite lunchtime friends.
Yes. Loved
getting to chat with him.
Great man of God.
Absolutely. Well, so you served as a teacher, as an educator, then went to seminary to serve as a pastor, and now you've been at. Did you mention you've served anywhere else as pastor?
Well, actually, prior to going to being called to Unity, mm-hmm. I actually was a partner in starting a Lutheran church in this inner city of St. Louis, Great Commission Lutheran Church, uh-huh. along with the sainted Reverend Richard C. Dickerson, and then also a formal, both who were formal executive directors of Black Ministry, but the most recent one, Frazier Odom,
yes.
And then now the current pastor at Great Commission, Reverend Dwight Dickerson.
Well, very good. So you have you know the St. Louis area well now. You know much about the St. Louis area. What drew you to consider the call to serve at Unity?
Well, again, our first vice president of Senate, Herb Mueller, was then president of the Southern Illinois District. And he felt that there was some challenges there with that urban congregation, and he somehow thought that I would be a good fit there. And so he worked it out so that I would receive the call to come to Unity, and there I was called, and I've been there ever since.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Reverend Dickerson, let's talk about your call into the ministry. When did you first start thinking about your vocational plans, your vocational desires?
I would say probably my eighth grade year, I wanted to be in education, and all through high school, and I too went to Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska, for about 4 years there, but I've always wanted to be in education.
Wonderful. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Columbus, Mississippi.
Very good.
I grew up, actually, as a Baptist. I didn't know anything about the Lutheran Church there in Mississippi, and I had some scholarships to play football at different colleges, and at the time, I really wanted to get away from home at the time, and Seward, Nebraska at Concordia was the college farther away from home that I had a scholarship to, so I chose to go there.
Very good. So you went to Concordia in Nebraska, and it sounds like you played sports while you were there.
Uh-huh, and I attended church across the street there. Because I always grew up in the church, so even away from home, I attended there and went through confirmation and became a Lutheran my sophomore year there. And I graduated from Seward in 82, so I've been Lutheran ever since.
What were you studying while you were at Concordia University in Nebraska?
Well, I got an elementary teacher's degree with concentration in elementary education, and I had a minor in early childhood. And my first call was to an inner-city ministry in Dallas, Texas at Grace, where after teaching there for about a year or so, then I became the principal there. It was a changing community, white congregation. Community had changed to African American, and they wanted to reach out to the new community. The school had already gone through the transition, and the church was in the process of reaching out, so it was a great ministry opportunity.
What did you gain from your service and your experience there at Grace?
I think at the time they were, like I said, just reaching out to the new community, so I think it gave me a great opportunity to be involved in an urban setting where a congregation was willing to reach out to a different ethnic group because they knew that the ministry was more important than the race was, and they wanted to be a vibrant ministry there in that community. That means that they had to do some changing and some soul searching and follow God's plan. To really go out and evangelize. And it was a growing process for the congregation, but I think it was a bold step for the pastor at that time to make in the congregation to follow.
And where did you go then from there, from Grace?
From there, I took a call to Cross of Calvary Lutheran Church and School in Memphis, Tennessee. And there it was a combination of two churches coming together to form one, an all-white congregation and then an all-black congregation coming together to form one congregation and minister to the community there. And they had a vibrant school. And actually they called the pastor and the principal at the same time. We both got there about the same time as the congregations were coming together.
And so you served there in did you say in Tennessee?
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee.
In Memphis for a while.
Right. Yeah, the church was right on Elvis Presley Boulevard. It was Holy Cross Lutheran Church was the white congregation, and Calvary was the all-black congregation, and they came together and named it Cross of Calvary.
Very good. And then where, and so you served as an educator for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you go from there?
From there, I attended, I too graduated from the seminary in St. Louis and to become a pastor. And in that whole process, I had taken a call to Atlanta, Georgia at the time before coming here. And I went through the distant learning program that the Concordia mm-hmm. set up at that time, and spent some time on the campus as well. And then I graduated from the seminary at that time in 2007.
And what brought you to Unity Lutheran Christian School in East St. Louis?
Well, at the time that the district was thinking about putting the school together and ministering to the families here in East St. Louis, I think Dr. Stallworth was on that original committee that was in the planning stages. And we knew each other for a long time because we went to college together and kind of stayed friends after that. And I was serving on a committee with him when he was at the Senate headquarters, serving on his planning committee that he had put together. And he asked me would I be interested in going through an interview, and actually I was went through the interview process when this Unity was first coming together. And at the time, it was not God's will for me to be here, so they sent a call to Mr. Miller, Paul Miller, and he accepted. And I think about 5 or 6 years later, another opportunity came about. Mr. Miller was going into the full-time development office, and they were looking for a principal at the time, and they asked me would I be willing to go through the interview. And at that time, I think God was leading me in another direction. And I've always had Unity on my mind because I always followed the progress of the school because they were doing great work in East St. Louis, which was a tough environment for kids to grow up in, and they were providing the light for that community. So,
well, very good. Quite a story there. Both of you have quite a story, a ministry story there. Pastor Stallworth, let's talk about Unity Lutheran Church and East St. Louis before the school started. Describe the community where the congregation is, that the community that Unity serves, and what prompted, what led up to the development of the school?
Well, thank you. Oh, I guess you have to just look at the history of Unity Lutheran Church. Really, you have to go all the way back to 1950, early 50s, where the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, Southern Illinois District, decided that they was going to do mission work in East St. Louis. There they started then St. John's Lutheran Church and mm-hmm. became a chartered congregation, continued to grow. At the same time, a Trinity Lutheran Church was also located there in East St. Louis. And similar to the Cross of Calvary story that Reverend Dickerson told about Cross of Calvary in Memphis, Tennessee, where two congregations came together, one mm-hmm. all black and one all white. And the same thing there with Unity. Trinity was the all-white congregation, and St. John, it was the all-black congregation. They decided for mission purposes and that the ministry could flourish and grow and continue to do the work of reaching out with the gospel boldly in East St. Louis. they decided to merge. And under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Kermit Ratcliffe, retired now, he led that work, and Unity Church took root, along with then a co-pastor, Pastor Smaltz, who was pastoring at Trinity. They came together and formed Unity, and it continued to grow. Over its history and transition, they always sought new means and methods of reaching out into East St. Louis. And the district also maintained its passion to see that ministry really just flourish and really be a strong ministry in East St. Louis. And now that is the only Word and Sacrament, Lutheran Word and Sacrament ministry in East St. Louis. And also that includes some of the little surrounding cities such as Allerton, Caseyville, and the ones that's just right there as annex, Washington Parks and all that. And so it was then, I must give credit to the Southern Law District. I remember being here at Senate, working in Black ministry, working with schools in Black ministry. And getting a call from then Dan Roth, who said, "Well, Willie, you know, this our district wants to do something more in mission in East St. Louis. What are your thoughts?" And I'm not the pastor at Unity, and not even have gone through the seminary now. And I said, "Well, yeah, well, let's talk about it." And he shared with me that the district had passed a resolution more than two or three times at conventions that they wanted to do mission work, and then. Dr. Herb Mueller, then president, said, "Well, you know, let's do a school." And so we met, and we actually started the work of planning a school in East St. Louis at Unity Lutheran Church. That was in the mid-90s, probably more around 95, well, maybe 98 or so. I think somewhere around 98. And so we began to organize with planning committees, and that began to take shape, and then ultimately, the mission board of the district said, "We will start a school," and so that's when they called the first organizing principal, Paul Mueller, to put that together, and it was then a decision that the church, the district, and the congregations of the district would support this effort of a Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School at East St. Louis, and so that's how it took shape. Since that time, it has grown and evolved into an RSO of Senate. But the passionate initial work of that was very intimately embraced by the church, the congregation, and it's just an awesome example of. How God's work can take shape.
How familiar were you with East St. Louis prior to your involvement with Unity?
Very interested. My brother, who is a pastor, he's pastoring in Alabama, in the Southern District of Alabama. His first call, and he too was ordained at Unity Lutheran Church. So I had some involvement with it there. And then I was just across the water in St. Louis, just across the river, that is, for about 15 years as a principal at St. Matthew. So that area of ministry, very similar to East St. Louis. So I would say I was pretty familiar with East St. Louis and also its challenges. I did know one thing I not – ever phantom imagine that I would be called to St. Louis.
Well, you mentioned you were familiar with St. Louis and St. Matthew's, where you served, and some of the challenges that East St. Louis faces.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about those challenges and what were those challenges and how does a congregation face those challenges?
Well, I think brother Aaron, Brother Dickerson, hit on it when he described the community, the congregation as experiencing changing community. He talked about that grace in Dallas. Well, that's exactly what was happening in Walnut Park in St. Louis and East St. Louis in Lansdowne community where Unity Church and School now exists. I think coming off the unrest of the civil rights movement of the 60s and the 70s, these congregations began to really struggle with its identity and what and how should it minister in these communities.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to God, well, St. Matthew's is still in its community as well ministering, and Unity remained in that community to ministry. High crime rate began to take shape. The instability of housing and community safety and just the concept of a community was taking shape. You had a lot of commuters now from the congregation side of it. The members were driving in and out on Sundays. And so that began to cause challenges to how do we minister to this type of community. And now the congregation looks different than it looked before. The resources are dwindling, are not the same as they were. And so many times is the challenge of how do we just maintain an operational status here? How do we operate? How do we keep the doors open? And so that's a very much how both those communities begin to look. And I think still that way today. However, I think many of them have bottomed out and now are at the point of how do we now redevelop this community or how do we redesign a unique ministries, effective ministry into these communities. I think, well, I know, Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School is an ideal model for that. I think St. Matthew's, thanks be to God, that it's able to continue effectively and with its school ministry is still there, still operating. Many of these congregations did not survive in our urban inner cities. Many of them who did survive, the schools were not able to survive. And so I know that Unity is a model for how we possibly could do ministry as we continue in the 21st century and beyond.
And we'll talk more about that model in just a little bit. We'll talk more about what it takes, what all has contributed, in your opinion, to keep that going so strong and to be a presence in that community in East St. Louis. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with the Reverend Dr. Willie Stallworth, pastor at Unity Lutheran Church in East St. Louis, and the Reverend Aaron Dickerson, principal at Unity Lutheran Christian School, Elementary School in East St. Louis. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The nation's simmering in the wake of recent shootings of black men by police. During the ensuing public debate, it's been hard to separate nonsense from truth, but not in the case of Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark, a black man. Noting the often used phrase, Black Lives Matter, Sheriff Clark said if the protesters were truly concerned with black lives, they'd be talking about black-on-black killing, and he said they'd be protesting outside abortion facilities. Sheriff Clark may be aware of our research that shows beyond a shadow of a doubt, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest chain of abortion mills, targets women of color. Visit today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org to look at an interactive map. We're saying black lives do matter. Let's stop aborting them.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Two pastors, one an Italian wise guy, and the other a Ukrainian academic. What happens when you put them in the same room with no script and a bunch of sound effects? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. The God Whisperers on Worldwide KFUO, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. They're fun-loving, a little off the wall, but always solidly Lutheran. You will learn something every time or double your money back. It's okay to enjoy being Lutheran.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Have you ever thought about becoming a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524 and become a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host. And today we are talking with our friends at Unity Lutheran Church and School in East St. Louis, the Reverend Dr. Willie Stallworth, pastor at Unity Lutheran Church, and the Reverend Aaron Dickerson, principal at Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School in East St. Louis. And before we went to break, Pastor Stallworth, you were talking about the history of Unity in East St. Louis, the history of the church, how it was the merging of two congregations in order to remain a faithful ministry of word and sacrament in an urban community, in an urban neighborhood. And you mentioned earlier that it's the only Lutheran word and sacrament presence still there. What does it mean to still to still be able to be there and to deliver God's word in that community? What does that mean for the community of East St. Louis?
Well, first just let me come in again on how awesome the plan of God is. It was his plan back in 1951 of St. John's, and then even as far as back as 1901 for Trinity, and that it would come together in 74, and that then the Southern Lord District would champion the effort to hear and further God's plan and call by saying, let's start a school, and examining other congregations then in Cahokia and then some other ones close to the East St. Louis proximity decided it would be Unity. And so they engaged then the members of Unity who embraced that concept and worked diligently in that planning effort, even, to the extent where they sold their parsonage to help ready the school, the church building for a school. The school did start in the basement of the church, and they outgrew it. Mm-hmm. They were there for about 6 years. Remember, we had classes in the balcony, and we had one in the gym, and so there was just no more space. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord led us right across the street. We investigated, did some research, and there was an old Catholic church. St. Patrick had closed. We said, well, the school could move over there. And no, the district said, no, we need the church and school to stay together. And so then Hawthorne Elementary School was vacant, and it was vacant. And so with Mr. Miller's investigating the opportunities and possibilities, the Lord led that would become a reality.
Wow.
And so there, the district congregations and ministries partnered, came together. I remember when we were ready in that school, there were over 400 volunteers from throughout the district and surrounding areas to come and champion that cause. Mm-hmm. So it truly has been a joint effort and partnership ministry so that unity would be where it's at today.
Do you believe that that's what sets unity apart from any other urban ministry, that it takes that type of partnership?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to the extent it happened with Unity, there was no wavering on the part of Unity Church. They were bold to say, yeah, we could do this. We could partner in doing this. But those congregations, those 90, I think it's about 98 congregations in Southern North District. There are two high schools and over 22, 24 elementary schools. All of those units of ministry all united to support the start of a unity and ongoing support of unity, the Lutheran Christian Elementary School. And it is that model alone. But we can't say that without saying it took a unique, gifted person of God to be able to lead that effort. And so it's just right that we point to the blessedness of Paul Miller, the development director, first principal of school, who led and championed that effort. Brother Aaron was modest when he said, well, you know, God was not calling him at that time, and he was not. But we knew God was pointing that we needed a man who could garner the support of resources of the district to make that happen. And Paul was just happened to be in that district, so he knew that district. Mm-hmm. Brother Dickerson was in ministry in Memphis at that time, but Paul knew that district, and so much so where he was able to formulate the relationships and the initiatives to garner that support. And then at the right time, then God said, now I'm bringing Reverend Dickerson in to be principal. And Paul can continue to garner those support. And he is, because that's a tremendous operation. And it takes a lot. And it is just an example of what God can do anywhere, at any time. If there's a need, then the Lord will supply. You know, and it is that trust and that faith, and if we ever stop trusting in the Lord and embracing what we know that He can do and being led by Him, then we're in trouble. But you know, Paul has this sharing the miracle concept each year. That you know, I think that thing is now about to grow up to 4 different locations, and it's just amazing how it's a gathering of all. It's a gathering of all of God's resources. So that then it might bless this ministry plan that he saw many years ago and that we're just blessed to be in.
And I've had the privilege of getting to talk with Mr. Miller and during Lutheran Schools Week and at other times as well about the work that he does there. He's well known in our congregation as well. I'm privileged to be one of the congregations that gets to partner with Unity on that. And it's a joy to hear those updates regularly. Mm-hmm. Reverend Dickerson, let's talk about the ministry of the school there at Unity. And the work that you do there and the families that are connected. Tell us about what is a typical day like at Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School in East St. Louis?
Our day begins and also ends with the Word of God. We have our Belong to Jesus time at normally at 8:25 every morning with the whole school, where we come down and come together, and we have a devotional. We call it Belong to Jesus time, where the kids learn Bible scriptures They learn the catechism, and then we always have a Bible story of the week because we believe that we're here to spread the news and teach kids about Christ. And we have a lot of our parents that also attend that Belong to Jesus time in the morning time. And because we know that a large number of our students do not attend church on a regular basis, so we want to make sure that we are fulfilling that gap. And all of our parents know when they come to find out about the school that we always end our tour right in front of that picture where Jesus, the Bible story around where he said, "Let the little children come." And we tell our parents that our number one reason for being here is to teach the students about Christ. And we're going to do a great job academically, but that's our number one reason for being here. And all of our students come out of an environment where, you know, high crime, and they're faced with many challenges in the community, so we want to make sure that we provide a safe environment for them to come into, a loving environment, and for them to come into, to where they know that they belong to God. And we always have our daily affirmation is what we call it, and it gives them an idea of who they are in Christ. And it begins, it says, "I belong to God, and I'm everything that he says I am. I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. I'm intelligent because he fills me with wisdom and spiritual understanding. I have friends because I am friendly. I'm accepted because I'm a part of his family through Jesus' shed blood. I'm capable because he gives me strength. And today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God and his ways." And we say that every day because we want the kids to know who they are in Christ. They get beat up enough on the outside, but if they know who they are in Christ, then they're able to function. They're able to do the things that we're requiring them to do here at Unity. And like Dr. Stallworth said, there's a large number of people who support Unity and who is always there when we need, and who comes in and give up their time, their talents, and their treasures to make sure that these kids are getting a quality Christian education. We also have Unity School Sunday at the church once a month, where we go over to Unity, and Dr. Stallworth and the church has been really supportive and always coming to help evangelize our students. We've had a large number of our students baptized at Unity throughout the year because of that partnership that we have. And we make that our number one purpose for being here. And the kids and parents also know that. But our kids come out of an environment that is really tough. But they do have that light that when they come into Unity, they know that they're here and they see a different environment. And they're able to then grow out of that environment and go back and share that with their parents and in the community, to try to make a difference in the communities that they come out of.
You've mentioned, Reverend Dickerson, you've mentioned the who these students are, the things that they experience at, in daily life, where they come from. How many students today is Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School reaching in that community?
We currently have 200.
And that's a K through kindergarten through
pre-K pre-K 3 through 8th grade. When the school first started, I think the first day they had 3 students. And then the first year there were 17. And today we are up to 200.
How is it that you are able to reach 200 students? Now, quite often when people talk about running a Lutheran school, a Christian school, operating a school, there are expenses that come with that.
Oh, yeah.
Are these families paying tuition? Are they paying for enrollment? How are those expenses covered?
We have a policy. Everybody pays something. Our tuition is on a sliding scale based on our parents' income. And then the way it works is that they fill out the financial aid application, and they give the proof of the income, and they meet with Mr. Miller, and he go over all of the financial information with them. And then a tuition amount is set, and no, they do not pay anywhere near what it costs to operate the school. We figured that our tuition is $600 a month. That's what it costs to educate a child here at Unity. Now, none of our parents pay that amount. They do pay a portion of that amount, and then the other, that's what is left, then is giving in scholarship. And that's one of Mr. Miller's job, is to go out and then find the rest that it takes to make up that difference.
So it really does take a lot of partnerships and collaboration, and you both have pointed out that Mr. Miller has been a key in helping make those connections for those partnerships in order for Unity to be there.
The members of the Southern Illinois District and surrounding areas, we have people from St. Louis and even people from all the way up in Michigan that and other states that make contributions. I think in telling the story is what's important. Is once the story of Unity is told, then there's some great Christian evangelist people that really care about ministry and the hearts that really step up and make contributions toward what we're doing here. And we could not do what we do here without those partnerships with other Christians and congregations and schools and the people that are involved.
You mentioned that earlier. You mentioned that through the school, what many of the families, many of the children that come to the school have little, if any, connection to a church and hearing God's word, and so you make sure that that is a key part of what they hear at the school. And parents are invited to be a part of that and hear God's word too in the Belong to Jesus time in the morning.
Yes.
And through that, some have come to be members of the body of Christ there at Unity Lutheran Church. Share with us some of those, well, perhaps both of you can share with us some of those stories, those joyful stories of how through the ministry of the school, families have come to be a part of that body of Christ there at Unity.
I'll share one, and then I'm sure Dr. Stallworth can share a bunch. But there was a parent, and I think at the time her daughter was in maybe fifth grade. And she sung in the choir, and she loved to sing. And so not only do we have Unity School Sunday at Unity Church, but normally we have Unity School Sundays throughout the district, and we take the choir along to sing. And then sometimes I preach at the different congregations, and Mr. Miller then normally gives a presentation. But this little girl just loved to sing, and she would sing all the time. And one time the parent came up and asked if she could meet with me, and I said, sure. And she came in the office, and she told me that she wanted me to speak to her daughter because all she does is sing these Christian songs. And at home, all she's doing is singing Christian songs and repeating Bible verses, and she wanted me to speak to her. And I said, well, sure, I'll speak to your daughter. And I called the daughter in the office, and I told her, I said, well, you keep singing. You keep reciting those Bible verses when you go home. And then she kept doing that. And then the mother and the daughter, the daughter was baptized, and the daughter and the mother joined the congregation there at Unity. And now the mother is one of the active leaders there at Unity. I'm talking about Alicia, Pastor, if you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, sure.
And her mother is now involved in one of the leaders at Unity Lutheran Church and work with the youth group there and doing a fantastic job. But it was because of Alicia singing and taking what she was learning here home that got the mother involved. And like I say, she's doing an excellent, they're both doing an excellent job at Unity Lutheran Church now.
Pastor Stallworth, as you hear this story, is this similar to other stories of how Unity has connected with the community through the school to bring the good news?
Oh, absolutely. I think it goes back to what we talked about, what led me to Unity. I remember President Mueller sending me this mission plan, and this mission plan outlined what he thought was a great a guide to growing the Word and Sacrament ministry in East St. Louis. That was part of what he felt that needs to happen so that the Word of God can take shape and flourish even more in East St. Louis. And we're still working on that concept. And as we then entered that call, God has blessed over 50 souls to be gained through holy baptism over the past six years at Unity Lutheran Church through, and this is only through the school. God has blessed that work tremendously. But Reverend Dixon and I both probably agree that there's probably at least twice that many who we're still needing to reach.
I think with all of the work that has been done, there's a great need for a greater work to be done as we move forward.
Yeah,
because as we grow, that number grows.
Sure. Now, if you look at the enrollment of Unity, I'm not going to say all the children and parents there do not have some type of faith development. I would probably say about 25 to 30, maybe even 40% probably do belong to other churches and denominations. But of that 100 and 200 students, we probably would venture to say somewhere along the line of 100 to 125 are unchurched. And if you put their parents and an extended family in that group, well, now you see the mission field.
Yeah,
it is white, and the harvest is ready. So we just have to continue. Now that God has blessed, I remember having a conversation with Mr. Miller and said, "Now, this is what the first 10 years of that school looked like. What will the next 10 years look like?" And what is God's plan? What plan does God have for Unity? Mm-hmm. What are the plans that he have for Unity Church and school? And what will that look like in terms of that vision that God gave Herb Mueller and the Southern North District and where we are now and our placement in ministry? How do we move forward? And I believe as we continue to reach out boldly with the gospel, we'll be led by the Holy Spirit to engage. Mm-hmm. And Reverend Dickerson himself has been a great model of identifying, as he's just said, with Alicia and her mom. And like you said, Alicia is still in school, getting ready. Her desire is to go to Lutheran Metro High School. and she's an eighth grader, and that's where she's going to go. But Reverend Dickerson has been the model of, okay, this family here is ready. So now let's move forward. And that's what we're going to continue to work to make certain that everyone that God has placed in that ministry has been placed there to carry out that mission, to teach Christ on a daily basis, and then to lead them to Word and Sacrament ministry, so that they will continue to rest in the hands of the Lord and be nurtured in the one true faith that he who died upon the cross and who did not stay in the grave but got up out of the grave on that glorious resurrection morning is the one there to continue to assure them of their salvation in heaven. And that is our work. That is the work that's before us now, and God is crystallizing that each and every day as we enter into the activities of the ministry that He's placed us in. And indeed, it's a joy to work in such a ministry of this nature. And again, as Reverend Dickens said, all that we have done is just the tip of the iceberg of where the Lord is leading this ministry, and so we thank Him for these congregations in Southern North District, and we thank Him for this Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who can now allow such a model mm-hmm. of ministry to take shape. We're not running away from the challenges of the urban cities. We are seeking ways. How we might continue to be led by the working of perhaps the tradition model or of what we're comfortable with or used to is not the model for the urban setting, but the Lord is showing us in a greater way, something far more greater, to lead us in ministry.
Do you think the members of I believe it was you said St. John and Trinity? A black congregation, a white congregation mm-hmm. who came together. Do you think they had any idea what was ahead for Trinity or for Unity and the Lord's work in East St. Louis?
I'm going to venture to say no, they did not know. But I will say, I believe that they embraced and was excited about the opportunity in ministry. Not knowing what that meant, and as it is being revealed now, they marvel at the joy that the Lord has brought about. I think that's the way I would respond to that, because they have been the faithful. They have been the faithful, and we recall in that passage of Matthew 25, we say, "Thou have been faithful." over a few things, and the Lord is then continuing to bless them to be His faithful servants over those few things.
Well, we certainly can give thanks to God for the partnerships that have been formed and the ministry that you all are doing there in order to bring word and sacrament ministry, Christian education,
yes.
So that these young people can be raised in the one true faith, that the word of God is going yes. out into this community. And yes. to even, I remember talking last year, there's young people that have graduated from the school who That's are right. going on mm-hmm. to Metro East Lutheran High School, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, this one young lady who has hopes and plans of going on to Metro East Lutheran High School. And I know that Unity works very diligently to help make that a reality for yeah. those students yeah. So that yeah. They can go on yeah. to Metro East Lutheran yeah. High School and yeah. continue to be successful yeah. students.
It's interesting you make mention of that. The first three students, she is a member of Unity Church, Ariel, and Reverend Dickinson referred to, you know, on the first day of school, there were three students. Well, Ariel is now a sophomore at, she's a senior?
She's a junior.
Junior. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. She's a junior. And she will be a senior next year. And she will be, she was one of the first to graduate from the school. Well, she was the first to be in the school, first to graduate from Unity School, and she will be the first to graduate from a Lutheran high school, yes. having gone through school.
Yes. That's outstanding.
And she's a very active, that's a longevity of Lutheran history in her background. Her mom and grandma are very committed to Lutheran education, and they were there in the church when they started school, so they hurried to get her in, and she's maintained and really grown tremendously well as a Lutheran grade school and high school student.
Well, thanks be to God for that, and our time is up, but I want to thank you both, gentlemen, for spending time with me today and sharing this story of Unity Lutheran Church and School in East St. Louis. We can only give thanks to God for the work that is happening there, so that the good news of Jesus is being proclaimed in this community, and that people are coming to hear that and receive God's good gifts. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Willie Stallworth, pastor at Unity Lutheran Church in East St. Louis. Dr. Stallworth, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, Randy. Thanks for having
me. My pleasure. And the Reverend Aaron Dickerson, principal at Unity Lutheran Christian Elementary School in East St. Louis. Reverend Dickerson, thank you so much for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
Thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
Coming up in just a little bit, more great programming right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.